Mini episode 149 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 149 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our 2012 NBA Draft Recap Show. This year's draft was the deepest and best of the past several. Which teams exploited their opportunities and which ones did not? In a moment, the winners and losers of the 2012 NBA Draft. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider. Get on up,
stay on the scene. What happened, Toast?
I think he's on steroids. It's like trying to cover a f***ing racehorse.
Get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine.
Okay, here's our list of the winners and losers of this year's draft, starting with the winners. Number one, New Orleans. Unibrow and Austin Rivers to go with Eric Gordon? Sick. The only question is whether Rivers and Gordon could play any significant minutes on the court together. Number two, Golden State. Harrison Barnes is just what the doctor ordered at small forward, and big old Festus in the pivot won't hurt either. Number three, Sacramento. Their roster is still a mess, and they need to move some more wannabe alpha dogs to get more clarity, but Thomas Robinson does provide them with a needed upgrade at power forward. Number four, Houston. They didn't make the big package move they targeted, but the pieces obtained improved the rotation tremendously. Five, tie, Detroit. Andre Drummond is high risk, high reward. He's either going to be Eddie Curry or Dwight Howard, but Superman's upside at nine is pretty good. Five, tie, Boston. Those two big men in that spot, super. Five, tie, Chicago. Marcus Teague keeps the spot warm for Derrick Rose. Unbelievable. Five, tie, Oklahoma City. The rich get richer as top five upside. Perry Jones III comes to OKC. Five, tie, Miami. Like the Thunder, the Heat should never have been able to have Arnett Moultrie drop to them. And here's your draft losers. Number one, Charlotte. No offense to MKG, who may become an all-star, but this horrible team is counting on alpha male offense from their pick from day one, and that's not his game right now. He will be exposed, and his learning curve may be decimated. In the right protective surroundings, he could grow into an excellent player. Let us hope that this atmosphere doesn't strangle his career in the cradle. Number two, Cleveland. If you want Granville Deion Waiters, then trade down and leverage some upside in the process. Trading all the remaining picks for a low upside body in the pivot wasn't great value either. Number three, Portland. They had two lottery picks and didn't maximize either for value. Number four, Dallas. While Cleveland was foolish to part with their picks to get number 17, the Mavs would have been better off keeping it. Dirk's only got a few big-time years left, and the team must be aggressive in upgrading their rotation around him. Number five, Orlando. Andrew Nicholson doesn't provide the help at either wing position that the Magic needed. Thanks for checking us out. To review our NBA draft materials, check out Pro Hoops Draftology 2012, available as a free download off of the main page at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with media superstars Ernie Johnson and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.